Techscape on Taking Stock. Brought to you by PwC. Our industry experts can help you unlock the full potential of AI to transform your business safely and responsibly. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Now, first up today, we're going to turn to the general election. The cost of living and healthcare remain two of the main big ticket policy issues that are exercising voters in the run-up. But there are two areas that are notably absent from the debating podiums, with the potential for an isolationist Trump presidency underscoring the need for domestic investment in Irish tech firms and AI. Is the roadmap to do that missing from party manifestos? Well, I'm joined now by Elaine Burke, who's host of For Tech's Sake podcast and the Connected AI podcast. Elaine, you're very welcome back to Taking Stock.
Yeah, great to be here.
Now, Elaine, as I said there, it's kind of missing from the debate as far as I see it. But have you been looking at what each individual party has been doing? Is there anyone mentioning it particularly? Is there anyone doing well?
Well, I kind of went to the source. I went to the manifestos and I went through them to try and find out if they were kind of talking about AI in that sense. Because you're right, I don't think it's really coming up as much in the media debates. And that might be because they do seem to have a bit of consensus about where they're at with AI. Each of the manifestos is kind of raising the prospect of AI having a lot of potential for opportunities, but also raising a lot of concerns for risk. And that's seems to be felt across the board. And also we, you know, being part of the EU, we are in a state that is governed by the incoming AI Act, which is now available for people to become familiar with, but its implementation is going to be slowly rolled out in the coming years, essentially. Now, what happens in practice with the AI Act, we still have to wait and see. But as a nation, the voices that are coming through from these manifestos, they seem to be very much aligned with what is already outlined in that AI Act, and they don't seem to divert too much away from that. Like, even when they say things like some parties have mentioned specifically the use of facial recognition technology, which is a form of AI, by police force such as An Garda Síochána, and they may have mentioned that they want to restrict that to only certain types of crimes, like high level crimes, or they might say that they are happy to allow the Gardaí to use that as long as it's used in certain forms of oversight and with certain restrictions. That's already provided for in the AI Act. So there are some things that are said that this is what our party will do, and it's kind of like, well, that's what you're going to have to do anyway, because
that's what the law says.
Yeah.
So do you feel there's a bit of putting it in as a reference point, but there's not a lot of innovative advancement?
If I could be totally frank, I think of all the manifestos that I read, I think the most lip service-y one was probably Fine Gael's. Now, that's just a reading of their AI mentions. They just seemed to be a little bit more offhand. Like, they did mention it in education and using it to advance teaching and learning methods, but it's just kind of like a throwaway comment, and there's usually nothing specific on that. The other manifestos did tend to have something more specific here and there about things. Fianna Fáil actually has quite a lot on AI and digital transformation in its manifesto, but from what I read of it, it was policies that are already in place and plans that are already taking shape. They refer to things like a target of 90% digital intensity for small businesses in Ireland. That's a target that's already in place. There's some that also, many of them actually agree that there needs to be a review of, say, national AI strategy, which we do. We have a national AI strategy. It was launched in 2021.
Oh, we do have one. I didn't even know
yeah,
that.
And it's an AI for good strategy. So it kind of has that.
As opposed to an AI for bad strategy?
Ideally, yeah. We would like it to be good. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's from 2021. And that's probably why people are less familiar with it. Because me being someone who's like covered AI for a long time, that would have interested me. But AI only really entered the public interest, say, in 2023 in a big way with the rise of generative AI. So that strategy predates even our knowledge of generative AI and its capabilities and its potentials. But they have already issued a refresh, not a full review of the document, but a refresh was released earlier this month from the current government. And that does try to take into account what we now know about AI in terms of generative AI and what we now know in terms of disinformation risk and that kind of stuff. Because previous to that, AI was more about things like automation, pattern recognition, things like facial recognition technology and those kind of use cases. So it has required that review. So some of them are calling for a further review, but like we do have a current refresh in place. So I don't know how substantive that would be as an action to take. And then there's also like, there are things about like infrastructure that would be needed as well. If we were to try to have a robust AI strategy, what does that mean in terms of like data centres being built here and the infrastructure required for that? And that is raised in some of the manifestos as well. Some of them raise it from a capacity of advocating for a climate conscious AI development strategy, and the Social Democrats in particular have advocated for that. I think Labour actually is advocating strictly in the areas of workplace surveillance. They're the only one to mention this kind of area for workers, and they're not keen on the idea of algorithmic management of workforces either. And algorithms are also kind of part of the AI world and the AI science. So they are obviously talking to workers, the kind of union groups that would be involved in their party, to kind of frame where they're coming from with their AI policy. So they're one of the ones who came up with that stuff. And then a couple of them, I think the Social Democrats and Sinn Féin, both mentioned things about artists and creators and the concerns that they're raising in terms of AI, both as workers in terms of their rights and as artists and creators in terms of like copyright and intellectual property rights. But really, they're just kind of raising these as issues that are out there probably among their party members, among the people that they're speaking to. But they wouldn't be too specific on what they can do with things. There's lots of promise in that.
And do we have any kind of digital structure now? Is there something? We have a junior minister in enterprise.
In the Ministry of Department of Enterprise, kind of has taken the lead on digital. Digital is part of his brief. There's more elements to his brief, but digital is part of his brief. But if you were to look at really digitally advanced countries, you're talking the likes of the Baltic nations are really good at this. Estonia would be a leader in this space, like probably seen as one of the leaders in terms of digital democracy. And actually, Eastern Europe is quite strong on this, generally speaking. And what you find in those very digital forward nations is that they do have a ministry department that's dedicated to this as an area, and they do have really advanced public services that are digitised in many, many ways. So a lot of the manifestos talk about digitising public services, leveraging AI to do that, but doing so in a responsible way. And they all kind of use that language around doing it responsibly, ethically, with a human in the loop for decision making and things like that. So they are definitely conscious of the things that are being talked about in the areas of AI and risk and what are the right words to say in terms of that. But I think this idea of a Department of Digital is quite interesting, because it really gives a focus point to this kind of stuff. It really takes it seriously. And if you're talking about digitising public services, the countries that have done that well tend to have leadership in government that is specifically focused on that area.
Just really interesting. You know, when you're talking there, I thought going into this discussion, it was going to be a bit like climate was maybe 20 years ago, where you see parties in the manifesto, I've got a big section on climate and that's it done. But with AI, it's so ubiquitous, isn't it, in our lives that it has to be everywhere. And I know like a lot of it is probably building and stuff that's happening anyway, but it is sort of omnipresent. They can't avoid it now. They've got to build it in. And out of those people that you looked at, do you want to take a stab at who you felt was best? Because I know you said it was Fine Gael who probably did the most sort of lip service, but if you don't want to do it, it's fine.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I'm just going off of what's in their manifestos and maybe individual members of parties and things like that. Like I would say Dara Cleary, I have spoken to him on aspects of AI and he does seem to be informed in that area as an individual minister. As far as manifestos go, I suppose the Labour manifesto I felt was very well thought out and it does kind of speak to their values as a party in terms of AI, and I think that's why it was so well thought out.
Yeah.
So just judging off the manifestos, I think theirs was quite robust in that way.
And it does, as you say, a lot of it dealing with the workforce side of things. It leans into their own policy agenda from the party's point of view, but it also is a big area of concern for a lot of people when they talk about AI. It's always, oh, what's going to happen to jobs? Is it going to replace people? Do you feel that the party's adequately dealt with that?
They all raise that as a potential concern. But there's nothing really said more than that is a worry. That is something we should think about. So it's a lot about forming committees, reviewing strategies, being conscious of these things, having maybe advisory boards. That the Social Democrats recommends an advisory board that comes from like a civil society fundamental rights background. But it's worth mentioning that the government currently has an AI advisory council, and there's a lot of leading academics in AI on that, and it's led by Dr. Patricia Scanlon as Ireland's AI ambassador, and she describes herself not just as an ambassador of AI, but an ambassador of ethical AI. And I think that's something that's really substantial about her and her work. Mm-hmm. I mean, she comes from a background of entrepreneurship herself, and she founded a company around the idea that voice recognition technology was actually excluding children. It wasn't really programmed to understand children's voices very well. And that meant when it came to maybe in terms of education, leveraging what you can do with AI to support people, they were getting missed out. And that has led to the development of Soapbox Labs, which is a company that specialised in voice recognition technology for children, and then was able to create this early intervention system using AI and voice recognition for children who may be having difficulties learning, reading and with comprehension and stuff like that at a very early age. And the earlier you can get in interventions like that, the better. So to have someone like that yes. in that position, and that's going to continue, this council. So whatever government takes shape, this council is still there. So we do actually have some high-level advisory positions there in place.
Eileen, one of the other things you mentioned is the bigger bit of all of this is the infrastructure. Can we attract new tech companies here? Can we build the infrastructure for them to come to Ireland and continue to have a massive presence? Do you have any assessment of what the parties did on that front?
Yeah, I think there's something that they'll have a challenge with there in terms of social acceptance of the aspect of building more data centres in Ireland, because there's been a lot of reporting around the issues that that brings to our energy grid. They're not actually allowed to add to that at the moment.
And they won't say there's a moratorium, but effectively it's not. There's no nuance.
Yeah, that's the situation we're in now. And that's an issue of tension at the moment in the industry, in terms of policy. And I mean, even in my own work, like I'd be someone who likes to talk about we shouldn't have tech for tech's sake. I mean, it's why my podcast is called what it's called. So I'm not keen on the idea of massive data centres that are existing to have a huge imprint on, like they may not have a carbon imprint because they try to
offset it
yep. and they use renewable energy, but they actually end up becoming like huge consumers of the renewable energy available. And that's also a problem. So they have this impact. And if that's just so that we can have thousands and thousands of social media posts that no one's ever going to look at again in a data centre, I'm not really keen on that idea. I think that's a wasteful use of resources. But if you were to use those data centres to house things like thousands and thousands and thousands of medical records that can also be analysed for pattern recognition to help in early diagnoses, that would be a really good use of that technology. So it would be good to see that kind of come to the fore when we're talking about this conversation about the infrastructure around AI. Like, convey to people the good that can be done here and maybe make it so that it is AI for good, as the National AI Strategy was called, and not just AI for AI's sake.
Well, that's a good way to round it out for us. And we will be talking about those data centres and the energy issues around them later on in the programme. But Eileen, thank you so much for putting all that work into examining what's going on in the tech and AI space. We really appreciate it. That was Eileen Burke, host of For Tech's Sake podcast and the Connected AI podcast. Eileen, thank you very much for coming into us.
Thanks for having me.